Welcome to ABA Inside Track Preview Episode, the preview episode podcast that's like reading in your car, but safer. I'm your host, Robert Perry Cruz, with my two fabulous co-hosts.
I'm Diana.
And I'm Jackie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hello, Rob.
Good to see you.
And Diana.
Nice to see you, Jackie.
Nice to see you guys. Nice to see you at home, too. I'm looking in my mirror and I see all of you. Do you remember that from Romper Room?
We already did the Romper Room
bit. I know, but I just, every time we do this, I want
to
do it.
Go check the archives, you know,
to listen to that. I just want to. I want to be the girl in Romper Room.
With, like, the bowl cut hair?
Yeah. Hashtag dreams.
I still haven't seen this.
It's okay. I'll pull it up on YouTube later for you.
In any case, this is not the podcast about Romper Room. That's
Romp. That does not exist.
Romp BA Inside Room.
That's my old podcast.
This is actually a podcast about behavior analysis, specifically behavior analytic research and the discussion thereof. So next week will actually be all of the real meaningful discussion. We'll probably still talk about Romper Room anyway, but hey, you know, you never know. But we'll be talking about non-contingent reinforcement. So we have two articles that we'll be discussing in detail, and we'll, to let you know what they are so you can be prepared. Non-contingent reinforcement, a further examination of schedule effects during treatment by Wallace Awada, Hanley, Thompson, and Roscoe from the Journal of Applied Behavior Analysis in 2012. And our second article, schedule effects of non-contingent reinforcement in attention-maintained destructive behavior in identical quadruplets by Hagopian, Fisher, and Legacy from the Journal of Applied Behavior Analysis, 1994.
I can't imagine having quadruplets.
Much less destructive quadruplets.
I know.
Identical.
Whew. That's like, just like reading, listening to that title just makes me shiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of my favorite articles.
I like
just
that.
Because of the magnanimity of the problem that's being presented.
Mm-hmm. The parents should probably listen to episode 1 of our podcast called Infant Behavior. Probably about 4 years ago.
Yeah, man.
Right? Woo! That must have been a lot.
So we'll have a nice discussion about non-contingent reinforcement, which I know some people do not like as a term.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, because really it's not a reinforcer. Is it, Rob?
I didn't coin it. I'm sorry. That's right.
Because we don't provide it contingently on anything. Right? So is it a reinforcer by the definition? Ugh, it's hard to talk about. So I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give away all of our points for next week, but you should probably tune in.
There will be blood on this episode. It's going to get pretty heated.
It's like the electoral debate.
Claws out? I don't really think so, because I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah, that's pretty true, yeah. Our claws will be out and not doing anything.
But we do recognize that the term NCR, or non-contingent reinforcement, has its detractors, and we will discuss that in more detail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So look forward to that. Or don't. But I hope you do. And join us for the full-length episode next week. But before we wind up our... Wind down? Our preview episode.
I like winding things up first.
And then we'll wind them down at the end. We wanted to go into our errata segment, which was originally made so that people could send in corrections to us, which is what the term errata actually means. But we've only had a few of those, which I don't know if that's a testament to we have very nice listeners or that we haven't been that wrong or both. So we usually use this segment to just chat
assuming
about.
Assuming we have listeners.
Assuming we have listeners. No, I've seen at least like 2 people downloaded last episode, I'm sure. So we...
That was my mom.
Twice.
Both times.
Yeah. She's like, oh, Jackie, I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds great.
I like this on Facebook. I put a smiley face next to it.
Heart.
So we will... Well, I don't remember what we're talking about. Now you guys confused me.
What are we going to do for errata this week?
That's right. Oh. What are we going to do for errata this week? It could be any number of things. We could juggle, or we could read emails. But we decided to make it relevant. We would talk a little bit about the new newsletter that was published by the Behavior Analyst Certification Board. It would have been come out like a couple weeks ago, I think. Not quite a month ago at this point.
Yeah, the 1st of November.
Yeah, so not quite a month ago. I was right. Yay. So for those of you who don't actually read these when you get them, you really should, because
you really should.
It's going to tell you things like, hey, guess what? You need to recertify every 2 years instead of 3, so it sucks for you if you didn't pay attention to that one.
And you need ethics and supervision.
Mm-hmm.
Get on it.
But we wanted to talk about one of the, I think, lesser known. I mean, you seem to know a lot about it, Jackie, but it was news to me in the newsletter. But what's one of the changes, not necessarily changes, but one of the areas that the BACB wanted to specify for practitioners in regards to reporting tickets or related fines, I believe, was...
Well, yeah, so this is it's actually a new guideline, Guideline 10, in the behavior analyst, you know, code of conduct for mm-hmm. us now that just was implemented in January of 2016, so it is still relatively new, and I think that's probably why a lot of people weren't aware of it, because they were maybe still looking at the old ethics guidelines, which seems to be the case when I'm talking to people. But you should really download the most recent update of the guidelines. I think the newest version was revised, the code was revised in September of this year, so download that one and not the March one.
Mm-hmm.
There's some slight discrepancies, which right. we found out in my ethics class the other day. I was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, and we looked at the same sheet, and we're like, oh, there you go.
They added a couple.
Yeah. They just, like, clarified them,
mm-hmm.
like, separated them out, but it was funny that it was different. But yeah, so in Guideline 10, it talks about how we need to be ethical in our communication to the BACB and our responsibilities and rights as behavior analysts. And one of the guidelines, I think it's Guideline 10.02, talks about how if we get any fines or we do any activity that may be perceived as illegal, we were supposed to inform the board of those types of things, but they didn't actually specify what that meant. So, like, in my class over the summer in ethics, we're like, well, what if you get a parking ticket? I'm like, I don't know, send it in, right? Like, what if you get a warning, speeding ticket? I don't know.
Jaywalking.
Send it in, right? So, there was, you know, like, you have to be sure. And I bet the BCB got a ton of those tickets
right.
because they didn't quite specify. So the newsletter this month actually talks about what you need to send in and what you don't need to send in. So if you get a ticket for jaywalking, you don't have to send that in unless you're at work with a client.
Mm.
Then you need to send it in. But if you're, like, on a Saturday hanging out alone, get caught jaywalking, you don't have to send that ticket in.
Unless it's the $750 ticket for jaywalking.
Oh, my.
Right. That would be crazy.
Maybe you are carrying automatic weapons while jaywalking. I don't know what that fine would be.
Well, if that happens...
Very problematic.
Yes.
That probably bumps it up, right?
Yeah, it bumps it up. If you're carrying automatic weapons, that's actually a violation that could harm yourself or others. So that is a ticket that you should turn into the BACB.
What about my Second Amendment rights, Jackie?
Regardless, yeah.
Yeah. But, so if you get a speeding ticket and it's like $90... You don't have to turn that in unless you were at work or with a client and you had to turn it into your licensure people.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, like, on your own, you don't have to. If you get a DUI, you have to, unfortunately, because the fine is going to be more than $750.
Yeah. But it has to be anything that speaks to your inability, either physically or mentally, to carry out your responsibilities would be reportable, or you'd want to report. Not that owning a gun would necessarily do that, but jaywalking while holding two probably would.
Two guns?
Two big guns. Like yeah. Rambo style.
Sure. Yeah, so the newsletter this month clarifies that specific guideline, which I think is super helpful because, you know, you never know.
They were getting more information than they wanted.
I think so.
Yeah.
They don't say that.
It's major fines.
Yeah.
Things occurring at work.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, like, speeding or parking misdemeanors.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I forgot to put one quarter in the meter. I got a $20 ticket. Here you go, BACB. I'm pretty sure they don't want those.
Yeah. No, they have better things to do.
yeah.
Right.
Weed through those tickets.
Yeah.
You should always read the newsletter, though. They always have really good tips.
Mm-hmm. They also have an updated timeline for the changes to recertification, supervision.
Right.
Like, it's really nice and detailed, so you can kind of see the past, that's almost 2 years worth of changes, because there have been a lot in the past few years.
Upcoming in January, there is a change to the supervision requirement for the BCABAs. So if mm-hmm. you are a BCABA and you're getting supervision, check that out
mm-hmm.
so you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So you can download that for free. They email you. So you should have some easy way of getting this. But so that was kind of a quick summary of some of the big points. But you probably want to read the actual real detail as to how to and what to send in regards to your parking tickets, your $750 parking tickets, or
your booted car.
With a client still in it, unfortunately. Yeah,
that's locked a problem.
Gotta send that one in. No.
I made it worse.
It's getting bad.
That's funny.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks so much for being here for our preview episode. Thanks you for being here for our preview episode. Anyway, you can find us online all over the place at Facebook, on Twitter, as ABA Inside Track. We have the website, abainsidetrack.com, where you can download these podcasts, or you can watch us on YouTube or Facebook, or you can get the audio version, at least, through iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play. You can email us at abainsidetrack.com. And speaking of ethics, we are a podcast, not this episode, you can't count this one against us, but our full-length episodes, you can apply for continuing education credits for listening, because we are pretty much the audio journal club that is a lot easier to meet, because you don't have to drive anywhere. You can do your laundry while joining our journal club at ABA Inside Track. So we do provide...
You can be driving.
You could be driving.
Or not.
To wherever you were already going to be driving.
As long as you're not speeding with a client or...
It's amazing. Or drinking.
Listening while drunk. You know, you're good. And so, but we do provide continuing education credits. So if you ever have any feedback for us in relation to the topics we discuss or how we discuss them, that is something that we want to know at abainsidetrack@gmail.com. You know,
future
it's always
topics.
Yep, future topics are great.
Hear about, or if you're having any difficulty paying for CEs, you can most certainly email us, and we'll work that all out for you.
Or just any constructive criticism in regards to the content. But again, can't do the preview episode. We can be as goofy as we want because you don't get CEs for these shenanigans at
get nothing.
All. Sorry, it's just for funds, funzos. Well, that's about it for this week. We will be back next week with our full-length episode on non-contingent reinforcement. Thanks so much for listening or watching. And until we see you next time, keep responding. Bye!